USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Before leaving the G7 summit in Canada ahead of talks with North Korea, President Trump promised that he'll walk out of the room if Kim Jong-un doesn't take a serious approach to the talks. The president telling reporters he'll quickly size up the situation during that high-stakes meeting.
I think within the first minute, I'll know. Just my touch, my feel. That's what I do.
Trump is now in Singapore ahead of Tuesday's summit. Before leaving the G7 summit in Canada, Trump said his relationship with world leaders remains strong, but talked tough on trade.
Tariffs are going to come way down because people cannot continue to do that. We're like the piggy bank that everybody's robbing, and that ends.
After Trump left Canada, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau commented on Trump's recently imposed trade barriers.
I reiterated to President Trump that these tariffs threaten to harm industry and workers on both sides of our border.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are both in Singapore for Tuesday's summit. Before their arrival, Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien-loong said Singapore welcomes the chance to contribute to the region's nuclear security.
This meeting has the potential to set those developments on a new path, which were heading in a not very good direction for some time already.
During an impromptu news conference before leaving the G7, the president talked about his expectations for meetings with North Korea.
We're going in with a very positive attitude, and I think we're going to come out fine. But I've said it many times. Who knows? Who knows? May not work out.
Trump says he'll know within the first minute of his meeting with Kim whether he's going to take the summit seriously. If not, Trump says he will walk out. Triple Crown winner Justify's jockey Mike Smith says he considers this horse to be the best ever.
I think he's the greatest of all time. I just want a triple crown, man. He's my champion.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump says he's considering a pardon for another boxing great only a few weeks after pardoning Jack Jackson. USA's Wendy King has the story.
He was not very popular then. Certainly his memory is very popular now. I'm thinking about Muhammad Ali.
Ali was sentenced for refusing to show up for induction into the military during the Vietnam War, but his conviction was later overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the president is going out of his way to extend an olive branch to those who may feel he's been unjust toward NFL players. The president said that in the future, he may ask protesting players to suggest, in his words, people that they think were unfairly treated by the justice system. He says he wants the players to recommend more pardons because that's why they're protesting.
A pizza delivery man was arrested while making a delivery on base at Fort Hamilton in Brooklyn. Pablo Villasencio, husband of a U.S. citizen and father of two, was born in Mexico and is here illegally. He's now fighting deportation. Redmond Haskins, a spokesman for the Legal Aid Society, tells ABC News the man deserves legal status.
He's been here for a very long time, who's established ties to the country, who has a U.S. citizen wife, U.S. citizen family, works a job, pays his taxes. He's somebody that gets caught up in the ISIS dragnet, and that's very unfortunate, and that's unfortunately, you know, the policy coming out of the Trump administration today.
Legal Aid has won an emergency stay in the case. For USA Radio.